Hachette Audio presents The Wedding Pact, written by Katie Robert, read by Charlotte North. To Tiffany Rise, you said I wrote one of the filthiest sex scenes you'd ever read, and I've never received a higher compliment. This one's all yours. Chapter 1. She wasn't here. James Halloran drank his beer and did his damnedest not to look like he was searching the dance floor below for someone specific. Just like he hadn't shown up here 5 nights a week for the last 4 months, even though he was needed elsewhere. With his old man in the slammer and his little brother causing more problems than he fixed, all of James's attention should have been on getting his people back onto stable ground. Instead, he couldn't get her out of his head. Kerrigan O'Malley. He didn't know what he would say to her if he did see her. Apologize? Considering the last time they'd seen each other, he'd kidnapped her, tied her to his bed, and his father had been a few short hours from killing her. Yeah, there wasn't a fucking Hallmark card that covered that. He scanned the club again, this time telling himself he was looking for potential enemies. The ruling families of the underground might technically be at peace, but that didn't mean he wanted to come face to face with one of the O'Malley men. He understood why they wouldn't hesitate to try to take their pound of flesh out of him, but that didn't mean he was going to play whipping boy. They all had their roles to play, Sheridan, O'Malley, and Halloran. He couldn't have changed things even if he wanted to. When he let himself think about it, though, he regretted the fuck out of Devlin O'Malley's death. He reached for his beer, only to realize it was empty.